Lee, you build this as the biggest game of the season, without a doubt, and it took a stoppage time winner for you to get over the line.
It did, and, you know, a much welcome winner. I'm not going to lie, first, you know, 85 minutes or so of the game, it wasn't a classic by any stretch of the imagination, but we found a way. And we, you know, I thought the subs, the two subs that came on, Gavin Cogdon and Robert Briggs, made a really, really positive impact today for us, you know, almost game-changing impact. And I thought in the end, off the back of our second half performance, I thought we just about edged it and deserved it.
And it was Robert Briggs's wonderful flick and turn just inside the box that began the move that led to the goal.
Yeah, and, you know, Robert, in some respects, was unlucky not to start today. I mean, he had, you know, he was brought down by illness a couple of games ago, and because the boys that have played so well over the last couple of games then, you know, it's tough for him to get back in the side. But that's the best way to answer. You know, you not being in the side from the start, when you get the chance to come on, you know, just really make an impact. And like I say, both him and Gavin Cogdon really did that.
This isn't really a side of your game that we see very often, because you normally beat teams quite convincingly.
Yeah.
And yet today you had to show a different side to your nature against a team who wanted to come and beat you today.
Yeah, no, fair play to Farsley. You know, they've tested us more than any other side that's come to Mariners so far this season. You can see why they're at the right end of the table. And yeah, there was a couple of real key moments in the game that could have kind of went either way. I mean, the one that springs to mind is, you know, Josh Gillies has hit the post at one end, and 20 seconds later, Liam Connell's pulled off a tremendous save for us at the other end. So it was nip and tuck. But like I say, I thought, you know, well, look, we were well below par in the first half, well below par. But I thought we really responded well in the second half, just in terms of our endeavour and being on the front foot a bit more. And I thought in the end we deserved it.
Well, you say Farsley are at the right end of the table. Well, so are you. You're looking down on everyone else now. You're top.
We are, and that brings a different challenge now. You know, we talked in the dressing room about, you know, we've been the hunter, so to speak, in the last 2-3 months, and now we're in effect the hunted, and we've got to be able to deal with that, embrace that challenge, and, you know, really, really try and kick on. And if we can start to put a little bit of daylight between ourselves and the rest of the pack, then brilliant. But, you know, there's a long, long way to go. Yes, we've got to enjoy the win today, but at the same time, there is 16 games for us still to play, a hell of a lot of points at stake, and the league won't be won and lost on this game. I believe, you know, I think it's going to be tight, and we're going to have to be at our best in as many games as humanly possible between now and the end of the season.
How do you and the players deal with the weight of expectation, Lee, which I feel as though is growing year on year at this club?
Oh, I think there's only one way to deal with it, and that is really enjoy it. You know, and I don't just, you know, that's not a soundbite, that's what we really believe, you know. I just keep saying to myself, which end of the table would you rather be at? What kind of expectation would you, you know, if you're at a football club, what type of expectation would you want there to be? If there's no expectation, then is that really a football club you want to be at? So, we enjoy it. It keeps everybody on their toes. You know, it's there to help us drive better and better standards all the time. And, you know, don't get me wrong, it's tough to try and be perfect all the time. It's impossible to try and be perfect all the time, but we're trying to get as close as we possibly can. And sometimes you can't win perfectly. You know, today wasn't a perfect win in terms of performance, far from it. But it was, you know, it was a perfect result for us, and we're going to have to win more games like that before the end of the season's out. That's for sure.
Just one more thing, lay out the final whistle. Tremendous reaction from the crowd here at Mariners Park, and you clearly showed your emotions towards the crowd at the end, telling them how much it meant to you.
Yeah, no, I said it in my programme notes as well, that, you know, over the last 2.5 years that myself and Graham have been in charge, the fans here at South Shields, at Mariners Park and away from home, have been such a huge part of our success. You know, I've already alluded to the fact that we were well below par for long periods of the game today, but the crowd, we never lost the crowd. The crowd kept going and tried to give us every ounce of encouragement that they possibly could, and I was just delighted for them more than anything else at the end. And yeah, it's been a long, long time since I've heard Mariners as loud as that.